Today is the feast of the Holy Family, the day that we honor Jesus and Mary and Joseph as a family unit, not individually, but as a family unit. And even though we call them the Holy Family, that does not mean that they never had problems to face, as every family does. Or to put it another way, just as each follower of Jesus has a cross to carry, so also the Holy Family had to experience the cross in their shared life. To mention just a few examples, we can imagine how misunderstood both Mary and Joseph must have been about the conception of Jesus before they began to live together. Joseph was even planning to divorce Mary privately before being assured by an angel in a dream that it was truly the work of God. 9 months later, the birthplace of Jesus was a barn, an animal shelter, a humble cave, since no better lodgings could be found. Then the family had to flee as refugees to Egypt because the child Jesus' life was in danger from the king, old, ugly King Herod. In much the same way as refugees from war-torn countries have to flee to save their own lives today, as in the civil war in Somalia, the UN estimates that 1.1 plus million refugees have been displaced and are currently living in some kind of tent city or even less. Let's put that in perspective. More civilians displaced now in Somalia than in the whole of Europe after World War II. Later, when Jesus was 12, they were shocked to lose him for 3 days and then had to deal with a rather unsatisfactory explanation. I don't imagine any young people in the room can imagine giving mom and dad an unsatisfactory explanation about your whereabouts. He said, "Well, I have been about my father's business." Don't try that when you come home late. It ain't gonna work. Still, he returned with them to Nazareth and was subject to them in the quiet rhythm of family life in that humble village. We do not hear of Joseph anymore after that, so it is presumed in the tradition that he had died before Jesus began his public ministry. Then, too, the public life of Jesus must have taken an incredible toll on Mary. In the temple, when he was an infant, old Simeon had predicted that a sword of sorrow would pierce Mary's soul. How she must have been heartbroken to hear his enemy say that Jesus was a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and other sinners. And at the end, when Mary watched her son die in public disgrace upon a cross. What sustained the family of Nazareth through all these trials and crosses? What holds families together in times of difficulty today? Love and trust. Whenever families are happy, it is where love and respect are highly prized among them. We pray for an outpouring of those qualities in our families today. A major threat to family life nowadays is that we don't spend enough time, maybe I should say quality time, together. We're so busy working, going to school, socializing, using our electronic gadgets. I'm just going to pause for a moment for emphasis. That's what it says I should do in my homily. We're watching television. We spend so much time doing all those things that we don't have time to talk to each other, to talk with each other. I want to tell you a story about a young woman who was a lawyer, a busy career woman who was also married and had small children. She lived about 10 miles from her old widowed father. But months often passed between her visits to him. And when her father texted her to ask when she might bring his grandchildren to visit him, she detailed lots of reasons that kept her too busy to see him. Oh, you know, court schedules, meetings, new clients, research, etc., etc., etc. Her father visibly frowned to himself and then texted back to her, "When I die, will you come to my funeral?" Well, the daughter was caught off guard and was rather indignant, and she fired back a text, "Dad, how can you ask me that? Of course I'll be there." He smiled on the inside and then fired back one last text, "Then please forget my funeral and come visit me now. I need you now more than I will need you then." His message was understood, and his daughter and the grandchildren began to visit him regularly after that. Many of us, me included, have lost a loved one by death this past year. We have had to go through this holiday season with an empty chair at the table. In our family, it was an empty chair at the head of the table. So on this Feast of the Holy Family, may I suggest that you make New Year's resolutions to love, to forgive, to call, to text, to visit. We all feel as though time is surely on our side, but watch the evening local news. So many families each day learn the hard way that time is not always on our side. Amen.